Blog Talk Radio.
The depth chart.
Depth.
I couldn't think of the words.
If you ever need help pronouncing anything, just let me know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Do you still have Haytel?
Yeah, I do.
I've been Haytelling you a couple times,
right? You Haytel me once in a while, yeah. It's always exciting. It brightens my day. It's like a message carrier of an angel.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good when you don't want to text. Like if you're driving, it's a good driving one.
Right.
Not that you should ever be using your phone in your hand at all while you're driving.
But let's be honest, who doesn't use their phone while they're driving?
True.
Everybody.
Can you hear anything?
I can't hear anything. I don't have cool Beat headphones.
What?
I'm sure my mic isn't loud enough, though. I can't hear me at all.
Oh, I can hear you. I think we're on. I think this is on. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show. We're recording this here thing live on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening, call in 888-787-4827. 888-787-4827.
Or if you're more like me and you just don't feel like talking, you can always text. We have a text line. It's 773-559-5189.
You heard it here first. The text line is open. The phone lines are open. You can also tweet at Larcher Lawrenson. We don't even read that during the show, though.
No, yeah. That's more your thing.
If you're listening later on the podcast, if you're on iTunes or Stitcher or one of those things, thank you. We do appreciate it. Podcast is always available about 10 o'clock on Wednesday nights. It's pretty much right after the show is over. We do it every Wednesday night at 8:30 live on Blog Talk Radio. Here it is. It's the Larcher and Lawrenson Sports Show. I am handing it over now to my partner, Mr. Al Larcher.
Thank you. I am Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III, the host of this program.
Birthday week.
It is birthday week. As always, it's my co-host, my sidekick, Clark Lawrenson.
All right.
And together we're Larcher and Lawrenson, the amazing duo of sports. We're the Batman and Robin to the sports world Gotham.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
We're out there. We're saving lives. We're beating bad guys. We're taking down the Jokers.
Okay, then. Fair enough. It's the Phil Emery and the Mark Tressmans.
Right.
All the superheroes.
That's right. You're like Tressman and I'm like Emery.
Uh-huh.
You know, my eyebrows go up.
No, your eyebrows do go up.
I do. I like keeping my eyebrows up. Well, it was my birthday this week. Thank you so much.
No problem.
You got me a lovely gift package.
Yeah, yeah. Did we do all right? Lauren and I picked you up a few
days. Yeah, you did wonderful, and you gave me a nice set of football cards.
Yeah.
Which I
that?
Haven't opened in probably about 10 years. It was cool to pop open a pack. And I got two angels sitting on my shoulders for the show today.
Mm-hmm.
On the good side, I have Tim Tebow.
Whoa, you got a Tim Tebow card in there.
Now, he is in a Jets uniform.
That's Jets uniform.
Uh-huh.
Do they note anything else?
Do you know where he's from? Do you know where he was born? In August 14th of 1987.
Wow.
He's a Leo like me.
Isn't he from Florida?
No, he was born in Makassaudi City, Philippines.
Oh, I'll be darned.
But his hometown is Jacksonville, Florida. Drafted in the first round by the Broncos. Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Tim Tebow.
Oh, it's Tim Tebow's birthday. And he got himself quite a birthday present, didn't he?
That's right. Brady going down with a little bit of a knee injury.
Yeah. Have you heard the latest?
It looks like he's day-to-day and he should be okay.
They're not going to say much.
But they were
Belichick's
scared.
Belichick's not going to say much.
They were frightened.
There's not much for them to say.
On my other shoulder, speaking of Patriots, is Aaron Hernandez.
No.
I got an Aaron Hernandez
card. Wow.
Who's from Bristol, Connecticut.
They were both in there.
Yeah, drafted by the Patriots.
Wow.
So they're actually both Patriots. One is the Aaron Hernandez is a Patriot card. The Tim Tebow is a Jet card. But now Aaron Hernandez is no longer a Patriot, and Tim Tebow is. And that's my good shoulder and my bad shoulder.
That will give me unbelievable.
They will talk to me all show.
The yin versus the yang.
They are. The yin and the yang. And this card package also has
the
some
L
throwbacks.
To the Clark, pretty much. I mean.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you know which one I am.
Right.
Right.
You're Tim.
Yeah.
You're Tim Tebow.
Right, of course.
They had some throwback cards in here. One of them from 1990, my absolute favorite player of all time.
Yeah.
Number 76 for your Chicago Bear, who at that time held the record for most starts in a Bears uniform.
Oh, he did. When he retired, he had the record for most starts. And was Manley the guy who broke it?
Yeah, but Manley doesn't count.
Nah, he counts.
He's not a full-time.
He's hurt.
He is hurt.
I heard him and Jay Manderson on the radio earlier tonight.
Yeah.
And on one of the local stations here in Chicago. He's the backup long snapper. I think he's going to be long snapping tomorrow night.
Wow. Well, hopefully he'll do better than, what was his name, Clark?
What?
Was it Clark? The bad long snapper?
I don't recall.
Our tight end for like 100 years, Desmond Clark, right?
Desmond Clark, yep.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
You can't trust the Clark.
Oh, get out of here.
He's one of your Clark
Clark did a fine job. Number 88.
Wow. McMichael had 7.5 sacks in 1989. 59 tackles, 49 assists, and he had 101 games started. That was his streak at the time.
Wow.
I got a Tim Brown, a Jerry Rice, a Mark Clayton. And here's one for you. Do you know who this is?
No, who is that?
Bears number 62?
No.
Guard?
Nothing.
Mark Bortz.
Mark Bortz.
Mark Bortz.
Wow, yeah. There's a name.
I only got one head coach in the pack.
All right.
So he's coaching my team this year. Joe Gibbs.
Did you ever see the poster? Do you remember the Black and Blues Brothers?
Of course.
Wasn't that the offensive line?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ricky Bird had it in his room, God rest his soul.
Are we on the air?
I don't know. Are you going to start this crap now?
I don't know. I was going to check.
Well, now you're going to spend the next 40 minutes deciding if we're on the air or not. Meanwhile,
yeah.
The show goes to hell just to find out that the show's been on the air the whole time.
You could carry a show by yourself for 16 hours.
Although there was that one time we did the greatest show.
What was that?
Possibly in the history of radio. And in the whole history of blogging or whatever the hell, podcasting. We did this show that was amazing. We laid out every single step of next year's football season. I believe your friend Ferrari was here, my friend as well. He was here, and we did radio magic. It was downright brilliant, and it turned out we weren't on the air. We found that out 40 minutes into the damn show.
20 minutes into the show.
And then meanwhile, every other week you get paranoid we're not on the air, so you stop the show and you start dicking around on your phone, playing who knows what, doing Candy Crush.
Just checking my Facebook.
Yeah, checking your Facebook, sending messages to your girlfriend. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here losing my voice. God knows what's going on.
Al, I'm trying to find the show page here. Oh, Lauren's checking it for us. Lauren's in the studio. Lauren is. Hey, she might be coming on the show soon with us. We're going to be doing the weekly pick-up confidence pool. Larcher versus Lawrenson versus Lauren.
I like it.
And guest.
And a guest.
And a guest every week. I want Eric on. I want Patrick on 1 week. I want a couple of the Think Tank boys. Maybe some Chad Briggs, a little Jason Ferrari.
I would think
it'll be guests versus us.
Okay. And I'll win this. As I won last year. As I win, I think, everything. Didn't we have the little basketball tournament thingy? I won that.
What was that?
The basketball tournament.
The
Magic Suite.
The 3-on-3, the Gus Macker?
No, the Magic Suite thing.
Oh, yeah.
I won that.
Yeah, you won that.
Because I am, if not anything else, a college football expert.
You should be a bookie. I bet you'd be a good bookie. We have confirmation. Right. We are on the air. It's just, hello?
Yeah.
Is this thing on?
It's on.
Yeah, it is.
So, I got three legendary running backs.
Sweaty.
You got to get used to it, man.
Is that what you deal with? Are they always sweaty like that?
Yeah, you get a little sweat in there. You're performing.
I have a feeling we're going to be getting a WNBA update soon.
Excellent.
Humpert's in the chat room. How you doing?
Because they dropped one recently that was a big game against Iowa. They gave up. They got all the rebounds, and they still lost the game.
I am happy to report that our Chicago Sky are in first place.
That's amazing.
And I found out that I've been pronouncing Del Don's name wrong. That's not it at all. But it's Elena. CDD, that's her name.
Her name's Eddie?
First place. Elena.
How do you get EDD out of Elena?
That's her initials. She's known as EDD.
Ed? Do they call her Ed?
No, nobody calls her Ed.
Okay, so I drafted in my little fantasy playing card thing you gave me.
Yeah.
I got three legendary running backs. I got to get rid of one. I think I know who on my start. Barry Sanders.
You want me to just pull one out with my
No. Barry Sanders.
All right.
He's
in. We're down to the final two, one spot left, and it is between who?
Thurman Thomas and Marcus Allen.
I will have to go. Here it is. If I'm the Ryan Seacrest, the host of the show, the person whose card you will not be keeping when it comes down to picking two, the person who is not making the cut is Marcus Allen.
I agree 100%. Thurman Thomas was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great.
He had four
grinder,
Super Bowls.
Man.
Come on.
Yeah.
What other running back has four Super Bowls under their belt? Not many. Marcus Allen, who never played for the Oakland Raiders.
Now, this one.
Are you aware?
No.
Marcus Allen never played for the Oakland Raiders.
He played for the L.A.?
When they went back to Oakland, he had gone on to Kansas City, I believe.
Okay.
Crazy.
Well, that's a little sports nugget you don't get anyplace else.
No, you'll
people
get it here at
clamoring.
The Larcher Roach and Sports Show.
I'm so happy you're listening to the show this week and not worried if it's on the air because it's sports nuggets like that keep us in business.
Thank you. It's the greatest Wednesday night 8:30 Lakeview podcast.
Hey, by the way, look what else I got here.
Hey, guest 9686. Hey, nope, he's gone.
look who we have here.
You have Neil Anderson.
That's right.
Pro Bowl Neil Anderson card.
Ran for 1,106 yards and 1,275 yards total last two seasons.
Whoa.
To earn his first two Pro Bowl bids. Wow, good for him. I got a rookie card from a guy who I don't believe is still on the Bears.
Who's that?
Steven Paya. Is he still with us?
I believe so.
I don't think he is.
Wow, and why does he have 54 on in that? What's the uniform in there?
That is,
where did he go?
Oregon State. Where he played for the Beavers.
And one of the radio stations today was doing a, is he a Bear or isn't he a Bear?
Mm. I also got a Bears rookie card here from 2009, and this is a rookie premier card. By the way, if you just turned in, thank you for tuning in to Al Goes Through Base Football Cards.
Oh, that was good.
When
no one else cares anymore. Call it that. Yeah.
Look at this.
Could you say that again? What's it called?
It's Al Goes Through Football Cards that nobody cares about.
It's a new weekly segment here on the Larcher and Lawrence and Sports Show. Thanks for listening.
I got this Bears rookie card from a player from Oklahoma, played for the Sooners for 4 years. I don't believe he's still on the Bears. Do you remember this guy? Joaquin Iglesias?
I remember the name. Don't you recall that name?
Yeah, of course I remember the name.
Of course.
I didn't know. Look at him, man. He's like stretching out. He's got this.
Hey, C. Sutton 87, welcome to the chat room. Welcome back. It's been a minute since we've heard from C. Sutton. He jumped out of a plane this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did it. Yeah.
Where did he head to?
He had a guy strapped to him in a parachute.
Oh, he jumped out of a plane?
Yeah, jumped out of a plane.
Like George Bush Sr.?
Huh?
Like Herbert?
Yeah.
Like Walker?
Yeah, he did it, yeah.
Wow.
So C. Sutton did. Yeah, it was awesome. I didn't see pictures of him in flight, but I'd like to catch the video and all that.
Sky's the limit, man. I couldn't do that.
Is that a weight thing?
No, it's a fear.
What about thing. Hey, I don't know. I'd jump out of a plane before I stood on that those boxes on the side of the Sears Tower.
Mm-hmm.
You know the glass boxes you walk up? Can't do that. You look down and all of your instincts tell you this is wrong.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of heights. You know, I'm going to Burning Man in 2 weeks.
There you are.
And they have it at the airport where you can fly in and you could skydive into Burning Man. So you can just jump in. And as you're at Burning Man, you know, you're riding around on your bicycle. And
did you offer that option to Patrick? You're taking him with you.
No, yeah, he was interested in doing that.
That's rad. That would be amazing.
I couldn't do that, though. I couldn't. I mean, I guess if you put me in a plane, I would jump. At some point.
Well, I mean, if they're telling you the plane's going to go down, you would jump out of necessity with a backpack on. It's your only shot.
I jump anytime I hear something's going to go down on me.
EDD was player of the week.
Really?
This week, yeah.
Wow.
They got to watch some more WCIU, Al.
Is this car trying to be sexy? Is that what this is about here?
I don't know. Our listeners can sure. Yes.
Darren Cherry. His name is Darren Cherry.
Go on.
And he's got a he's looking all sexy.
Remind
leading
me
up
to take a
ball.
Picture of that. I'm going to put that one on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
At Larcher Lawrence on Twitter. We're on Facebook.
We're going to get a woman's opinion. Is he trying to look sexy here, Darren Cherry? Yeah, that's.
I don't think he's trying, Al.
He's
Al. He's not trying.
Little halter top there. Yeah, I think so.
Mission accomplished.
That's a smooth-looking man.
Mission accomplished if he was going for sexy.
He looks like he could host a show on the Smooth Jazz stage.
Is that a mustache I see?
It is a mustache.
That's like the Dave Duerson, the Mike Singletary mustache?
It's actually the William Perry, who, by the way, passed away this week.
That he did not.
My condolences to his family.
Al Larcher. That was a Twitter rumor.
Oh, really?
He is alive and well. The Bears were down there recording a segment from the man. The Bears were there recording a segment from William Perry to use for Ditka's retirement.
And he dropped dead
ceremony.
In the middle of it? What's Ditka retiring from?
Have you heard of Twitter? Good. Have you heard that a lot of times rumors happen?
No, everything on there is true. That
you know
is
what
the
a
news
rumor
source
is.
I
no.
go by.
Okay.
Rumor has it, Adele. Great song. Rumor has it. William Perry's dead.
Wow.
And Jay Cutler was in a car wreck and he broke both of his legs. I can't
confirm
that.
That one's been around
that.
For a while.
That comes out every year.
Every year, yeah.
Every year.
There's an article somewhere that somebody pulls out every year.
Yeah.
And it always gets people who don't check the facts at all.
Wow, the Vikings, they're losing their Pro Bowl fullback. This is breaking news here. Right here on the Larcher and Lawrenson show. This is the first time you're hearing it. A fullback has gone down. He's a Pro Bowler. Jermaine Felton. He had an appendectomy surgery.
Oh, wow.
That's some serious shit. You could drop dead from that, man.
Yeah. Appendicitis.
Yeah.
He had it taken out.
Boom. That thing blows and you're done.
I think he'll be back in 2-3 weeks.
I don't think so. They're saying it looks like a season-ending injury.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
May miss rest of preseason.
I mean, I never wish anyone to get hurt, but it's got to help the...
Yeah, you're right. About 2-3 weeks.
They'll take a step behind there, and then they'll go back.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a guy who played in a game like a week after he had it a couple years back?
Well, that was me. Did you read about that in high school?
That is right. Yep.
I lost my heart, but I still played.
What do you want to talk about, folks? Hit us up on the chat room. Log in. I'm in the chat room right now. Al can't see it, so we can talk. We can talk about him all we want.
It's a medical miracle when a guy loses his heart and still plays. Unfortunately, that can't be said of Derrick Rose.
Wow. Larcher, why do you need to take a slab at that? That's old news.
It's the offseason.
That's last
man.
Season.
You know what?
That is last
it's
season.
Time
put
we
last
remind
season
people.
Us. Let's go move forward. Let's keep moving up. Keep moving forward. Derrick Rose and the Chicago Bulls. Jimmy Butler, my friend. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler.
Dynamite.
Oh, things are on the up and the up with our Chicago Bulls.
We'll see. You know what's scary? When you look around the NFL right now, the NFC in particular. You have about 10 teams that could realistically make the playoffs. There's only 6 playoff slots. Our Bears being one of them. But there's not a lot of bad teams.
Well, what do you think of Minnesota?
Good.
Yeah.
Great running back. They got a shot. Green Bay has a shot.
Yeah.
The Falcons, obviously. The Giants.
Yep.
And there's a couple other teams.
Dallas has a shot.
Yeah, they got a shot. You never know. They got a new defense.
Sure. Yeah, we'll see. It'll be an interesting season, that's for sure. The boys left Bourbonnais. Yesterday was the last practice down there. They'll be doing the rest of it up at George Halas Hall.
Right. Which we almost got into.
We should go. We should take the Saturn.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, but you won't let us in, so you start panicking, which you do sometimes. That's all right. We won't hold it against you.
I'm hungry.
Let's get a taco.
And I'm tired.
Okay, so you got the Giants, right, in the NFC East. They're going to be pretty damn good, right? They always are. You got the Redskins, RG3. Some things going on with the Redskins this week. I don't know if you saw this, but the McNabb giving some advice to RG3, saying he's being brainwashed. And he basically told the old man to shut up, and the old man kind of said, well, these kids just, you know, they don't listen.
Yeah, there's a lot of this... This brainwash talk going on.
That's right. We had it last week.
Had it this week.
Green Bay in Minnesota.
Well, I find it really interesting, the player-coach relationship in general. A lot of times, the coach will report it one way because he sees it. He sees the full picture.
Yeah, he sees an overview.
And this is what he wants to see of his player.
Right.
This is what he wants the Packers to know when they play him next week.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to give this information away. While the player, it's like he's being looked at like he's not tough, you know, or he can be looked at completely different light. They don't want him to release information.
Sure.
And it could end up backfiring on a player.
Things backfire. Speaking of things that backfire, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're another team. They got a shot.
There's a chance. That Tony Romo's contract.
Yeah.
Are the Bears going to give Jay Cutler a Tony Romo or a Joe Flacco?
I would think well, let's see. I mean, we got to find out.
He's got to win games.
It could be an interesting season online. We have a lot to watch with the Bears. Even if they suck, we got a lot to watch.
Do you have enough information to be confident in saying either Jay Cutler will be the Chicago Bears quarterback in 2014, or are you confident in saying he will not?
Right now, your football expert, Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III, is going to give you the inside scoop. 90% accurate, Jay Cutler will be a Chicago Bear next season.
Wow, 90%. You're at 90%.
Yeah.
All right, what are you at, callers? It's a little premature to be asking it right now. I mean, I think some games need to happen.
Even if you're premature, you can still have some fun. You know what
I'm
saying?
We're ahead of the curve here at the Larcher and Lawrence Sports Show. 888-787-4827, 888-787-4827, or text us at
773-559-5189. Staying in the NFC East, you also have another team that's going to be interesting as hell to watch, the Philadelphia Eagles, who we could have had their coach, but we didn't get their coach. We got
Andy
the Jewish
Reed,
kid.
Defensive coach.
No, Andy Reid is dead. He died.
No. Nope.
I don't know if you read
nope.
that article.
He's coaching down in Kansas City.
That's where people go to die.
You're reading some good articles today.
Does every
article that comes by your cemetery while you're working there, does everything include people dying?
It is a very morbid place.
Do you guys talk more about it, you think, than other places of work, like when a celebrity dies? Are you guys on it?
And yeah.
Do you talk casket sizes, like if it happened to be a particular tall celebrity? Or you're like, oh, yeah, there goes another big guy, or whatever you call the big casket.
The California King.
The California King. Like
the California King casket.
Yeah, that one. I mean, yeah.
No, actually, we don't.
So, Andy Reid.
So, you got...
Philly.
Philadelphia. They're having a little bit of a quarterback controversy. You got a brand new coach who wants to implement a system that's going to need a pro. I think Michael Vick's going to be your quarterback come week one. But there's some interesting stuff to watch there. Then you move to the NFC North, which is our division. You have the Detroit Lions, who suck, and they will continue to suck. And everyone's predicting good things for them. I think they're going to be all right, but they're not going to be good. They're going to be all right. All right?
All right. All right.
Then you got the Green Bay Packers, who just keep getting hurt. And, man, that brings a smile. I know these are real people. They got families. They got kids. They got wives, multiple. They got all kinds of fun things going on there. And they live in Wisconsin, which is a place without laws. It's where rubes go to just, I don't know, roam open ranges and eat cheese and drive trucks. And I don't know what the hell they do in Wisconsin. God knows I don't want any part of it. But that's what happens over there. They got that football team. And every time somebody gets hurt, I smile a little.
Oh.
And they got a lot of injuries.
All right.
They have no offensive line. Their defense is suspect. I don't see good things happening for the Green Bay Packers this year, and I'm happy to report that.
Whoa. That's from Mel Archer.
Then we got Minnesota, which we talked briefly about. You got the best running back in football right now.
Yes.
Where Detroit is the best receiver, although technically we do in Brandon Marshall.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't trade him.
Who?
I mean, maybe for their guy.
Yeah, I would.
Probably.
But
come on. It's the best receiver you've ever
seen. But he's the best
receiver. Brandon Marshall. Ever.
He was the best receiver in football.
As a Bears fan. As a Bears fan.
Not just as a Bears fan. He was the best football. Okay. So, I mean, that's pretty damn dominant. And then you go to the NFC South. And, they're on fire, too. You got Carolina. They're okay. They're looking all right. They beat us. I mean, yeah, it's preseason. Doesn't count. You got the Saints, who now have their coach back. The whole bounty gate's behind them. They're ready to bounce back. You have the Atlanta Falcons, who are arguably the best team in the NFC.
Okay.
And then you got the Bucs. And then you go to the NFC West and forget about it, man. You got Seattle. You got San Francisco.
Ooh, yep.
Arizona's going to suck.
Yep.
St. Louis might do okay, but they're kind of like, you know, Minnesota. They'll
hey.
Be all right.
With Laurinaitis, with the... Legion of Doom.
What a rush.
That might have been loud.
Don't turn me down, man.
I didn't.
Because then you don't turn me back up, and then I'm quiet the rest of the show, and then I'm sitting at home listening to this show, pouting about how you turned me down.
What are you babbling about?
I don't know. What is this, 1990s radio?
These are your clips.
When I was on the radio in the 90s.
You brought them to this podcast. It's 2013.
Well, they're still good. Just when I play them, though.
888-787-4827. Join in on the talk. You tell us what you want to talk about.
Yeah, maybe, what do you want to talk about?
Maybe you want to talk fantasy football. Sutton's asking about it. Who's going to be hot? Who's going to be the hot guys going for? Hot guys? There's your clip. There you go.
That's the hot guys. Make sure I remember to cut that up, and so we can play that again. And
no,
again.
Who are going to be the guys, and then who should you stay away from? I know you're looking at running a league here soon.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting ready to start.
I am actually going to throw one together.
To steal a quote from the great Walter White, tread lightly, my friend.
Tread lightly. Boy, what a great episode of Breaking Bad. We won't go any further than that.
But what a great episode. Way to come back to it.
Oh, man, what an amazing show.
Way to start the last half of the season.
I think I talked my old man into starting watching it.
Really?
I don't know if he's going to like it or not, but he liked The Sopranos.
Did he get past it? Yeah, he should like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's out. So tread lightly here because I know a couple of the guys in the chat room right now, some people who are listening are going to be in that fantasy league with us.
Well, by God.
So are you going to lead us astray here, or are you going to give us to a straight?
No, I am nothing.
The larger straight.
I am a straight talker, and I believe in...
We interrupt this moment on the Larger and Lawrence Sports Show to bring you silence. What's going on over there?
God got my tongue.
I need to get a clip ready to play whenever that happens again. Because that's going to happen again.
Have you noticed it? It keeps happening. There's something dry in here.
What?
I don't know. I get dry in here. Maybe because I talk
so much.
Was
that dry? I thought a bug flew in your mouth.
No, my throat dried up and I choked to death.
Well, you were just about to give it to us straight. Do you think you continue? Can you continue on with the show?
I'm going to do my best.
And also, you're getting a little scruffy there. I thought you'd been going clean cut look for a while.
I'm deciding what I want for Burning Man.
Oh.
Last time I did the handlebars. This time I might just do the classic clean cut Al Larcher look.
Do it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's me. I like some sideburns and that's it.
I've really been considering, we need to go and audition for Chicago Fire. Grow a mustache, go and give them real Chicago into our actors and comedians. You're gonna get in. How could they not give a speaking role to one of us?
Because I'm a fat guy.
Yeah, you're a fat firefighter.
They don't exist.
Fat cops all over the place. You see fat cops all the time.
But they can run a mile.
Huh?
They could run a mile.
You have to pretend to run a mile on a TV show.
I could bicycle a mile.
There, you could be.
They need
no,
me to
you
do
cannot
that
be a bike cop.
Why can't I be a bike cop?
That's not realistic. No, that's not realistic. There are no fat bike cops. I'm not calling you fat.
No, you clearly are.
You started it.
Well, I am. Well.
I couldn't be a bike cop.
Yeah, you can with that
show.
Mustache.
It's not real. It's not a bike cop. A Segway cop.
I can see.
I can pull that
off. I was worried, you know, where I like to hit the wooden box in the city.
Are you out?
No, but there's bicycle guys now you got to watch out for.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, you got to be careful walking.
You can't, right. What is wrong with this, man? Where's the freedom?
How much money would it cost to build an overhead bikeway? Like the L. The L, but for bikes.
Probably,
get them out of our way.
Probably more than the broke city could afford.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, now that you're driving, are they driving you crazy a little?
Yeah, you know what I had? I had somebody who stopped today, a bicyclist, at a four-way stop with me, and he let me go first.
Wow.
The bike let me go first. Have you seen this?
That's very,
it's
very,
very
rare.
It is very rare to have that happen.
They are some of the rudest people I have ever experienced in my life, and I'm a bike rider. But, dude, I grew up in the burbs, man, where everybody rode a bike and everybody chilled. Everybody had a good time. You know what the secret is?
What's the secret?
You ride on the side streets.
No. Oh, the side streets. Yes.
Yeah. Stay off the main. These side roads are empty.
Oh, you had me nervous. No, but you're right. Yes. On that note, give me
get
a second.
Get your bikes
on,
on the side road.
Ride down Seminary.
You're not
there's
Lance
no
Armstrong.
Traffic.
Stay
ride
off the
down,
main road.
Ride down Clifton. Yeah. Or where you have a full bike lane. I get it. That's fine. I'll share some of those main ones. Yeah. That's fine. Get them a bike lane. Give them a little protected. It's fine. That being said, I thought you were going to say ride on the sidewalks. You don't ride on the sidewalks, do you?
If you're going down a side street, it's okay.
No.
Yeah, you see what's going on. They're not busy.
Nope.
What?
do not ride on.
I ride
There's
on
nothing
sidewalks.
More annoying than the sidewalk bike rider.
Well, I do if I need to.
It's a side street. No, there's no cars either.
Right, but sometimes you like you got to maneuver around a car, and you're on the side street for a little bit. The
True or false? It is illegal for anyone over the age of 12 to ride a bicycle on the sidewalk in the city of Chicago.
You know what? I don't give a damn.
Wow.
I don't
You
give
are
a
turning
damn.
Into one of the bike riders who doesn't follow any of the rules that are put forth for bicycle
I
riding.
I follow the rules of the suburbs, and they led many a generation of child not wrong.
The rules of the suburbs. If you want to follow the rules of the suburbs, just head there. Go. You're already pretty close. Go. Live in a subdivision.
Oh, hell no.
With families
oh,
all around.
Hell no.
With families
you're
all around.
You're giving me the love it or leave it street?
Your coffee shop
you're
will be at the end of the street. It'll be a 7-Eleven, and you're going to be just fine.
You are an asshole.
Larcher, you started it. You started it.
Oh, and then you tried pissing me off the other night on Facebook, telling me they're banning tackling.
Oh, it's going to be gone.
It's not going to happen.
You gave me that. I don't have time for this. When I brought it up, you were pissed.
I was mad. I was sitting there trying to enjoy an evening. I'm back on the recliner, chatting with you, and you're like, oh, they're totally going to get rid of tackling. It's coming.
You've been bringing up tackling, but nobody's tackling, Al. Nobody tackles.
People tackle. Good teams tackle.
There's good. You know what? There's going to be another week of bad tackling in the NFL.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Can you refresh my memory? I did pick the Super Bowl winner last year. Who was it? Baltimore, a team that tackles.
Can I ask you this? Are you happy that we are offensive-minded now? Or are you so upset with the lack of tackling that you feel like maybe we made a mistake going offense?
The Patriots never had a problem being offensive and tackling.
Yeah, they got Belichick over there.
Well, then we need Belichick. We need to tackle. This guy, this Trestman's got me worried, man.
Belichick's not available. And Trestman's doing a fine job.
I don't know, man. I am worried.
I like what I see.
I said last week they didn't tackle. Then when we watched the preseason game, what do? They didn't tackle. You told me not to worry.
They're not going to tackle again tomorrow. Al, spoiler alert.
Okay. Well,
yeah. No, just a spoiler alert there.
You've already ruined next week's Breaking Bad with your little nugget.
What nugget?
You said you knew somebody who was on the show who was going to be a meth dealer.
Oh, yeah, no. That's not ruining
That's a spoiler.
There's meth cooks on that show all the time, man.
Oh, so now we know. Why don't you give us some more nuggets away?
Oh, you son of a gun. Here's what I told Al and the boys earlier. I told him that I gave a Segway tour, to an actor from Albuquerque. And on the second episode of this new set of seasons on Breaking Bad, this guy plays a meth dealer. Gave away the whole show.
Yeah, thank you.
Gave it away.
You got any more spoilers?
Yeah. The kid's going to be eating breakfast in a scene.
I don't believe
no,
that.
No, the kid's going to be eating breakfast in
I
a scene.
I don't believe that.
Junior or Finn? I don't get that.
I hated that kid as soon as he hated the PT Cruiser he got.
Oh, wow.
How disrespectful. What an ungrateful little twerp. They should drown him in the lake.
So you and other PT Cruisers of America, is there a blog about this? Like, upset?
Yeah. Oh, there was a huge outlash.
PT Cruiser owners against Breaking Bad's character Finn.
There were old guys with tattoos on their forearm and lady teachers who live in the suburbs pissed off about that whole thing.
Okay.
And I might boycott the show now that I'm thinking about it.
Your theme tonight has been suburbs. You planted something?
Like
you've been doing
suburb.
A lot of suburb thinking lately, Al?
Listen, I grew up in the burbs.
There you go. Oh, you could be at the end of the cul-de-sac. I see it now.
I
see it now.
Large drive.
You're gonna be the one with the old, you'll have the old school satellite, the big satellite dish out in your yard.
That's right. You know, I grew up in a condominium, and I didn't live on a fancy Willow Road. I grew up on Old Willow Road.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was Old State Road back where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
So that used to be the state road. Literally, used to be the state road. And so the road you lived on was once Willow Road.
Figuratively.
Really? Are
no.
you sure?
It was literally.
Wow. Literally.
Literally.
See, I like hanging out with adults our age because you know the term literally. You know what it means and you use it correctly.
I literally know how to use it.
Right. It's not like you were literally flying.
No.
There are people who use that term that way.
I was literally flying?
Like, I was literally flying. No,
well,
you're
doing some good drugs.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
You know.
That's figuratively. Hey, how about this? Officially, Jay Webb is not starting. Jamarcus Webb won't be starting. They're starting that Mills kid or Britton?
Mills. The right side of the line is now all rookies.
Kyle Long.
Not in the starting lineup.
He's maybe not this week. But he might get it.
He's definitely going to get there.
The guy right behind him is your boy James Brown.
The Godfather of Soul?
Wait, what you called it the Godfather of... You had a name for him, the Godfather of the Block or something.
Yeah.
Do you remember that back when they signed
him? I do. I don't remember him now. They, mm-hmm. It was,
great segment.
Papa let loose a brand new sack.
This is called Al Tries to Remember, a segment from the radio show last year.
Right?
Last year?
Yeah, something like that. We're almost on our year anniversary.
We are, coming up in September. Lauren was so kind to point that out to us.
That was very kind of her.
We've been doing this show for a year, and can you believe how far we've come?
Far. Almost a year.
Yeah, we have come far.
Almost 11 months. That's pretty far.
I'm looking at the defense here.
Okay.
Paya's the projected starting right defensive tackle, Stephen Paya.
Okay.
On the other side of Melton.
Melton, you know.
And currently Wooten, is he at the top of the depth chart over McClellan on the outside?
Yeah. You know, I heard them talking on the radio, and they were saying how the one thing the Bears fan needs, is a hot young defensive lineman to really, like, energize the team. And they didn't mention it, but I got to thinking, well, isn't Melton that guy? Shouldn't he be that guy? We franchised him.
The guy to anchor the team?
Not anchor it, but a guy you watch on the field and you're just excited to see. Who's that guy now who's young?
Oh, young.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, my guy's still Peanut, of course, but Bostic, there's a chance.
Bostic
there's a chance.
Might be a guy we might be casing
Green. I enjoyed watching him last week.
Yeah, that interception was pretty sweet. I mean, it was what it was, but he shows a lot of skill, and he's got some size and athleticism that if he can learn his craft, he could be pretty awesome.
I agree.
So, we don't really have that young guy unless you count Melton, which I do. I hear Melton's been in beast mode.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he's
guy...
Here. He had some... he got the concussion.
No, that wasn't him, was it?
In the game last week.
I don't think it was a concussion, but he did go out.
Okay.
Was it a concussion?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then...
He's not playing.
You seem sure of it, so we'll go with it.
Yeah, he's not playing coming up. We'll go with it, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? Over there on that defensive side... what do you think of the backfield now?
Questionable.
The injury.
Questionable. I mean, you lose your nickel back.
Yep.
Which isn't a good thing in the defense we run, because your nickel back's basically a starter.
Yep. Who did I hear from? I heard from somebody who thought that maybe we should drop Jennings back in the nickel formation.
Yeah.
For the nickel back. And then bring in one of the other cornerbacks out there. I don't know.
Yeah, but then you're taking Tim Jennings off the field, for at least a third of the time. I don't think it's a good idea. We'll see. I mean, Jennings was a good player last year.
He really stepped up. He really did.
And of course, Tillman is awesome and continues to be awesome. And you know what? Of everything I crapped on about training camp, Tillman still looks good. So everyone's worried about his age. That guy is a physical specimen who treats his body like a temple.
I would say that. It's similar to us.
We treat ours like a tent.
Yeah.
So, not quite the same.
Like, and not even like a tent that, you know, you can barely get the stick to to hold it up.
Yeah. No, my body is, believe me, it's be worse than a tent. It's
there will be an air mattress in that tent, though, I'll tell you that much.
I got to buy that for Burning Man.
Let's talk offense. Let's talk receivers. This Wilson kid is lighting up some people's radar, but it doesn't look like... Weems might be the guy who's out. If you want to keep Aroma Shadu, Weems does some special teams. I don't know.
Every year people are like, we got to keep Aroma Shadu, but what? Why?
He wasn't here last year, though.
Yeah.
He hasn't been here for a couple years.
No, but every year he was there, everyone always wanted Aroma Shadu to stay. I think because he's got a big name, people like saying it. You know who we haven't seen?
I haven't really seen Earl Bennett.
Earl Bennett.
Yeah.
He got that concussion, and nobody said any.
He might He's be not around Knox. Right now. I don't know. This is the moment where this season, I think, is either he kind of steps up.
Right.
And he's one of the shining stars. I mean, there's going to be a few of them.
Yeah.
But there's going to be plenty of balls going around out there.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a lot of passes. Forte's going to have a lot. You know he's improving his.
Oh, my God. In a West Coast system,
Forte's I don't think Marshall can catch as many as he did last year,
no.
Just because every throw went to him last year.
And
now you have
system.
Some other – and you need Jeffrey. He's got to step up.
He does.
Elshon Jeffrey, with his size, he can make some amazing plays. And then you got a tight end, actually, now.
Right.
I need to read up more on this backup tight end because that's one of the questions for me. I think you got to have two pretty strong tight ends
the guy with the
in this system.
Name?
Yeah, they just picked up that veteran here, you know, a couple weeks back.
Yeah, I saw that. That's Oh, boy. I tell you what, it's been...
What's that text number? How many... You getting blown up with texts?
Oh, they're lighting up off the charts here. I just don't... Some of them are inappropriate. I don't want to just, you know, read them.
No, I understand, and our listeners understand as well. What is that number on the text line?
You could text us live right now at 773-559-5189. Local rates apply, but it's whatever your local text would be. And it's a secret line just set up for this. So we, you know.
Huh?
It's the Larcher and Lawrence and text line.
No, it's wonderful. Hang on. I'm still here, I swear.
So you went to a major, like if I went to a sports event, I would be talking about it.
What?
You went to a sports event.
Yeah, yesterday Brent, the old roommate from Think Tank.
Who, by the way, in 2 weeks, you guys are going to take
we're
over
doing,
this
oh,
show.
I'm playing a little snippet here in a little bit.
Oh, really?
I'm playing the trailer for Rocky the Musical.
Okay.
In honor of, in 2 weeks, we're going to take over the Larcher and Lawrence and Airwaves and have an all Rocky podcast. Everything you want to know. You want to talk Rocky 3? Little Clubber Lang? We'll talk it. Chad Briggs, Peter Stepnotsky, Brent Bridwell, and Cliff Hagerman, and myself.
Guess what I'm doing?
That's in 2 weeks from tonight.
So I will be in Burning
Man? You're going to be a Burning Man.
I will be a Burning Man. And I got a cast of people together. We're reenacting all the movies.
Wow.
I'm playing Mickey. I'm thinking about playing Pauly, though, just so I can be in all of them.
Yeah, do it. I think that's fine. What was I talking about?
You'd be good to my sister. I just say that a lot, right?
Yeah, that
is kind of what he said?
Oh, yeah.
You better be good to my sister.
So Brent and I went to the game last night.
Did they win?
Good game. No, they kept it close. It went into extras. We didn't stick around.
Now, what game was this?
It's not that I'm not a fan of the Chicago Cubs. It's just right now it's not about wins and losses.
And who are the
Cubs
playing?
So I don't need to stick around to the end. These Cincinnati Reds went into extra innings. But I'll tell you, we saw a few new things out there in the outfield. We were in the bleachers, center field bleachers. At one point, we went all the way to the top, and I had never been up there. There's one beer stand.
Uh-huh.
We hit it up, told the guy that we were from the neighborhood and whatnot. He's like, oh, that's great. He's like, yeah. And I said, I've never been up here in 10 years in the city. He was like, well, I've worked here since 2003. This spot, I guess he's there every game since 2003.
By cracky.
Right up there in the scoreboard. You can't even see the field.
No?
Not really. Not from way up there. There's some seats, though, there. And then Brent and I sat in the seats. You know the seats? So back there on the upper, up against the fence, there's just these ledges.
Mm-hmm.
There's no seats on them.
Yeah.
And always, like, during the seventh inning stretch, you always see people sitting there. We went there to sit for the seventh inning stretch. It was rad. We were up like nobody else around us.
Well, I know all the Larcher fans, all the...
all the Clark bars. All the Clark bars were happy to know.
All the alcoholics are pondering this question, because this is the only thing that really matters at a Cubs game. Who did the seventh inning stretch?
It was competitors of us. Competitors. Mike and Mike.
Oh, the radio.
Yeah, the ESPN guys.
Oh, wow. Maybe Larcher and Lawrence can do a Sox game.
I recorded it on my cell phone.
Really?
When they did it, yep.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, you know what? I'm just happy to be alive.
Larcher, we went over to Murphy's there after the game. I still like going over there. You can go over there and get a Polish sausage, you know, with some kraut. You throw a little mustard on it. It's one of the best things. My pregame ritual historically has been an old style there. Have one.
Mm-hmm.
And then either a Polish or a brat.
Yeah.
One of those things.
With mustard, I hope.
Mustard and some kraut.
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious. It's great. Poppy seed bun.
Did I tell you about last week I rode my bicycle? And, I like exploring and stopping in new places. I saw this place that said restaurant, and all the windows were tinted out. And I walk in there, and I realize it's just a bar, and the decor hasn't changed since 1975. and everybody is speaking Polish.
Really?
They're like, and then they turn around and just look at me, and I'm like, oh. So I just turn around and hightailed it out of there.
Yeah. What else can you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what would you do? I mean, you can't sit at the bar and talk if there's no one speaking English.
I agree. You can sit there on your phone.
It'd be uncomfortable, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's fine. Actually, I'd kind of like that sometimes. Sometimes I go to a bar and I don't want anyone to talk to me.
All right, I'll give you the address of this place.
Tell
me how
it
goes.
Yeah, I will. I will. Hey, we got to talk about it. The new promotion down there with those Nashville Predators. You know, I went to the game last year with Lauren's family.
Uh-huh.
Went there. Nashville, wonderful town. Everybody there was really nice to us. I enjoyed it. People, I'd ask and be like, so how's the Chicago crowd? Do you guys dig it? And they do. Because Chicago has a huge following that goes there. Like I said, it was about 60-70% Blackhawks fans at the game that I was at.
Blackhawks fans.
Okay. At the game that I was at.
Yeah.
And apparently, the Predators took issue to this. The Predators this year are making it so you either have to purchase a 15-game package or now they're doing a 2-game package. If you buy the Blackhawks tickets, you have to buy a ticket to another game.
Oh, for God's sake.
And they're doing that to try to keep the Blackhawks fans out of there. Here's my thing. They don't want our money?
Yeah.
Fine.
F them.
They don't want our money? Fine. I'm not coming there for Blackhawks games. We'll go to St. Louis to watch a game. How about that? Give our money to another city there. It'll be just fine. Yeah, you know who's not happy? They can't be.
Music Row.
Music Row. Bartenders. Musicians. The bands there.
Sure.
Everybody. Everybody who works on Music Row.
The town was flooded with tourists.
Oh, my gosh.
A tourism town.
It was a sea of red at all of the bars after the games. And
that's so sick. You know, F them. Seriously.
Well, here's something else to bring up. A couple of people, I've heard it today. I was thinking the same thing. You got to watch. You got to think that Chicago, we already have pretty high prices for all of our things, such as beer and food and things like that. We go down there. It's not any more than what we're spending here in the city. In fact, it's usually cheaper. And I'm going to bet, I'm not trying to say it, but I'm going to bet that historically there are better tippers from up here in Chicago, right? Than a lot of the tourists they get. Than a lot of the tourists they get. So the bartenders can't be happy about it either.
No.
You know, as a bartender and server, it's that way. That's how it is.
Chicagoans are legendary tippers.
Are we?
Yeah, we're good tippers.
I think we're good tippers.
Are you a good tipper?
Oh, I'm a good tipper.
I'm a good tipper, too.
I'm a good tipper.
Yeah.
Too good. Sometimes.
Too good, yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, why am I doing this? Yep, I do it, yeah. Well, this morning I was at my local diner, and the waitress, she all of a sudden poured some drinks into a coffee cup, and we had shots of Jameson out of a coffee cup in my diner this morning.
Beautiful.
Pre-game in it, yep.
I hope you tipped her.
Well, I was either going to have a Bloody or that. I didn't end up ordering the Bloody Mary. I just went with that, the Jameson.
Go. Yeah, I tip at least 20, always. 20%, not $20.
So I had a rough night last night. We went to the game, and I thought I was, I acted like I was 22. I wasn't a little asshole or anything.
Yeah.
But I got pretty, I had a lot of spirits.
Really?
I drank a lot.
That's not healthy.
And I think that I'm going to, I'll say it here tonight, I am no longer doing shots.
Never?
Special occasions.
Yeah, okay.
But I want that to be my mindset going into every night that I'm going out. No more shots. I can't handle it. Al, you see me today. You saw me at the meeting. I barely strolled in. I was going to segue to the meeting, but I decided that would take too much work.
Right. Okay. Well, we just wasted like 2 minutes of airtime because there's no way you're stopping shots.
What's
everybody
that?
Know. I mean, you slept in a bar once.
That was in the past.
You woke up.
I don't even know if I was 32 then.
You woke up. The bar was empty. Everyone was gone, and your ass was asleep.
I set off the alarm.
You did, and you ran out of there. Yeah, that's see, Clark. No, you can't. I don't believe it. Why don't you stop beer?
Who are these Predators? Who the hell do they think they are?
They're horrible human beings. They might be Packer fans, right?
I don't understand it. I really don't understand.
That's just dopey. I mean, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're planning a trip this year to Cleveland.
You know what? I'm going to be happy giving my money to Cleveland.
To see one of the worst teams.
I'll go do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're going to go over to the Pro Football Hall of Fame on George Halas Drive.
That's right.
And I'm going to enjoy it. Plus, we have a local going with us, Greg. He's the one who's bringing us there. He's a Browns fan, and he's going to show us a bit of the culture. No, we're going to be able to infiltrate a little bit, and I dig it. Do some good tailgating. It'll be cold, but we'll be ready for it. We're Chicagoans. We can handle that.
The Browns are...
We're going to be able to go to a couple cool breweries, I would bet, as well.
The Browns are one of the most disgusting, miserable, horrible teams to ever be in the NFL.
Where are they next to the Packers? They're not even close.
The Browns are...
They're not even close to the Packers.
Why don't you just call yourself the Poop Stains?
No, larger, come
instead
on.
Of being the Browns.
They have some historic things. Jim Brown, we talked about it earlier. In the
Jim Brown hates white people.
In the Going to Cleveland email, we talked about Jim Brown a little bit. He was a great running back.
He hates white people.
That's fine.
Well, I don't like racists.
Well, I don't...
I can't support a racist.
I'm not big on...
That Eagles wide receiver, F him too.
I'm not big on college girls. I think they're annoying usually. How about that?
Okay.
So
what does that have to do with Jim Brown?
Well, it's fine.
We know.
I still admire them.
Uh-huh.
Was that the point? So Cleveland, Jim Brown. The dog pound. Come on. You got to talk. Bernie Kosar. The dog pound.
I'm going to get a shirt. I'm going to have it made at Strange Cargo. That's just going to say it's going to have a brown streak going down the center of it, and they should say they should rename the Browns the Shit Stains.
Wow.
I mean, because they are. They're the crap stains of football.
Come on, Al.
That's why they're called the Browns.
What's that?
The Browns. Were you hoping something played there?
I was.
Okay. I can't hear anything.
I'm new to this.
I don't have Beats headphones.
Can you hear me right now?
Not really, no. Yeah. I like when you play something, I can hear just like a little bit of it, but that's fine. I just need to hear myself because...
Well, I don't know if it played earlier. This show is technically sound.
Well, you are the technical producer. So that's pretty cool, you know?
Yes, I do.
Just checking Facebook, you know, seeing if anything's going on.
Let me read you a little passage.
Okay.
From a great man, a man who...
I hope he's not a Brown.
Lived a great life, and he had to fight. He had to fight for that life. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life, but it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth, but you got to be willing to take the hits. And no pointing fingers saying, you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. You know who said that,
Jim Brown.
Rocky Balboa.
Oh.
Listen in 2 weeks, 8:30 p.m., right here on the Larcher and Lawrence and Airwaves for the All Rocky podcast, featuring a lot of Chicago's finest. I am honored to have them join me here in the studio.
Jim Brown has said he wants his name removed from the Pro Football Hall of Fame because it's racist.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame is racist?
How can John McKay not be in it? How can Lynn Swann not be on it? It's racist. Ousted Cleveland offensive coordinator Mark Trestman says he was fired by the team, which had said Trestman resigned last week.
What? When is this from? When did he get fired from the Browns?
I don't know. Let's see if I can find a date.
Did you know that he was with the Browns?
No, I don't even know if we're talking about the same guy. This is probably. This is Wednesday, February 14th of 1990.
The best answer I give you, it's a fluid process.
Yeah, wow. Trestman was.
Our eyebrows went up.
Huh. What year?
This is 90. If this is the same Mark Trestman, I'm really worried.
The Browns fired him?
He's been tainted by the Browns?
If you've been fired by the Browns.
Can you even name the Browns head coach?
That's like getting fired by the Bad News Bears.
Can you name the Browns head coach?
Right now?
Yeah.
Marvin Lewis.
No, it's like a Polish guy.
Oh, that's Cincinnati.
It's a Polish guy.
Polish.
It's like Chadsky or something.
Yikes.
It's like Marvin Chadinsky. Yeah, the Browns are just bad. I mean, they're just bad people.
I think I get the point.
Right. Well, I'm making it, you know?
Hi, this is Merle Haggard, and you're listening to Big Al Archer. Stay tuned.
I love that Merle Haggard says, stay tuned.
He's
stay
an old
tuned.
Pro. You know he's done that a thousand times. Now, what's his name?
How does that work? So you ask him, you're like, hey, you know, do you mind if we do a, what do you call it?
An interview.
An interview. And
I
then,
interviewed, I'm okay.
And
by
then
the
in
way,
the middle of it, you're like, hey, by the way, can you tell our folks?
The head coach of the Browns is Rod Chudzinski.
Nailed it.
Okay. Polish. So.
This
I get
is getting inside radio.
I get an interview with Merle Haggard. Like, I call his people. I actually call his manager who had a toe infection and kept telling me about it. Finally, I get Merle Haggard on the air.
I want to interview him on the air.
Believe me, I think we played an interview of his. So I get Merle Haggard on the interview, and Patrick said I sounded like, remember when Chris Farley did that character where like he interviewed famous people?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, that was pretty cool. That was me with Merle Haggard.
Your brain just went to mush.
Oh, I was like, you did that one song, Okie from Muskogee? That was awesome. He's like, yep. So I finished the interview with Haggard, and I'm like,
so Patrick told you that? Did you punch him?
No, he was right, actually.
Probably. Is that anywhere?
I could bring the interview in, yeah.
I think we need to play the interview at some time.
All right. Well, all right. We can.
Take it back.
So after the interview's over, it's like, hey, Merle, you mind if you cut me a quick liner? All right. Can you just say, hey, you're listening to Al Archer? And he's like, oh, what's the name now? And like, Al Archer. All right. Hey, this is Merle Haggard. You're listening to Al Archer.
Stay tuned.
That's how that works.
That is brilliant. I dig it.
Now, there is a period once a year where they'd send everyone to Nashville. And in the hotel, you've been in hotels, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know the big conference centers?
Yes.
There's a conference center, and you've been to like a baseball show with cards and stuff.
Yes, sir.
There's like vendor tables everywhere, and at every table is a country music star.
Oh, wow.
And there's lines, and you stand in line. You're like, oh, there's Toby Keith. You stand in line, you hand Toby Keith, you have them all written down, and then Toby will take your recorder, and he'll be like, ah, this is Toby Keith. You're listening to Clark and Al.
Wow.
Ah, this is Toby Keith. God Bless America. You're listening to Judy Swanson. And he just goes through, he'll do like five of them, and then you get in line for the next one.
I'll be done.
Yeah.
Now you record those with your iPhone.
Right. Now you would just take your iPhone down there.
Or you just send emails and ask people to do it at home. Nah, that's probably.
No, it's funner seeing them in person. And
it is. It is better in person. Then you have a cleaner sound. It's better than the phone. Because you can always tell the difference when radio stations play those.
But that's how radio stations get those. At least country.
We've got to start.
We've got to start getting. I'll see if I can get us credentials next year to the country radio seminar.
Please do.
Because then we could be a sports show that has nothing but country music.
If we play like one country song a show, our intro or something, or our outro, fading into the overtime, which we're getting pretty close to, Al. Got just a couple minutes here left. Al, is there anything that you wanted to sneak in while we're here live on Blog Talk Radio?
Well, here's the list of Cleveland Brown head coaches.
How many have there been?
17
Cleveland Browns head coach.
Paul Brown, who's named Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Blayton Collier. Nick Squackridge. Forrest Gregg. Dick Mozelblinski. Sam Rugilanano. Marty Schottenheimer. Bud Carlson. Jim Schaffner. Bill Belichick. Chris Palmer. Butch Davis. Terry Rabutski. Romeo Carnell. Eric Mangini. Pat Shermer, and now Rod Chudzinski.
All right.
Well, now you know.
The rest of the story.
And now you know.
Thank you for giving us a list of all of the Cleveland Browns head coaches, Al.
The rest.
That is what our listeners have been dying to hear.
And now, page two.
The moral of today's show. The moral? Sure.
Okay.
We're going to Cleveland, and I'm happy to be.
Don't text and drive.
Nashville, you don't want my money? We're not coming.
I love you, Nashville, but your hockey team is a bunch of pricks.
I do want to get down to Nashville. I'll just go. You have been on the Larcher and Lawrence in Sports Show tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you for all the calls.
We appreciate all those calls. There was Larcher and Lawrence on Twitter. Larcher Lawrence. No and. Just
find
Larcher
us
Lawrence
on Facebook.
Twitter. Yeah, find us there. Tell your friends to like us. You know, tell your friends they can listen to us whenever they want. If they're podcast listeners and they like sports, We get there sometimes.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's the host of the show. That's Clark Lawrence, and I'm your co-host, Al Archer. Have a good night.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
We'll get to the overtime in a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Now, can you hear that?
Just 10 seconds.
Did you hear her? Linda gave us 10 seconds.
I haven't even heard of half of these coaches.
Marvin Lewis is a Bengals head coach. Hard Knocks is out right now.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it.
I want to.
There's two episodes right now. I'm going to go home and probably not tonight, but this weekend I'm going to check them out.
See, now that would be really weird for me to talk about. Like, as a head coach and as a team, I think you have a final say in things that can go on. So there's certain things that you want to say on the camera.
Right.
And then there's a lot that you definitely don't.
Yeah.
The things that you want to say maybe lead people on a different way.
Who is this guy? Who is that guy in the picture?
It's Meatloaf.
It does look like Meatloaf. Would you believe that's Bill Belichick?
Oh, wow. Wow, was that when he was with the Browns?
Yeah, I'm a little fat there.
Maybe that's why I never remembered him as the Browns.
91 to 95.
Wow. That's intense. That is crazy. Hang on.
I think when you sleep with your sister, that's intense.
No, that's something different. Here's my list from today, Al, of things to do. Al Present, Patrick Scotch, Stop by Work, and then Radio Show.
Perfect. That's
solid.
All the list.
Nailed it. The new rules that have been passed in the NFL, the tuck rule is gone. They can now tell just by watching replay if you had the ball or not.
Yeah.
So it's a rule that doesn't even need to be around. Let's see that there's a rule change with you can't hit with the crown of your helmet outside.
Okay.
And that's just the circle right around the top of the helmet.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Hit with you're able to touch helmets with something if you have your head up. You know, just like we were taught to tackle.
Mm-hmm. So the Browns head coach, this Chudzinski guy?
Yeah.
He's been with the team 3 times before. And he's actually a native of Ohio and a fan of the Browns.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I had no idea. It usually doesn't work out well when you do that.
No.
How could it?
You know, in John Madden football, when I played my whole career, I never got a Bears job.
Really?
They never offered. I never accepted.
I'm sorry.
That's depressing. All right. Well, this has been a dandy.
Why not? The old standard. Thanks for listening.
Bears play tomorrow night against
San Diego.
The San Diego Superchargers.
There you go.
Who are hurt.
We're going to get a quarter out of the starters.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll take it. We'll get to see some stuff. I'm interested. I might be able to watch. Got kickball leading into the game.
Yeah, I'm working tomorrow. I don't think I'll see it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday with a brand new show and podcast. The podcast becomes available shortly after we record it. Wednesday nights, 8:30 on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Have a good night. He's Al Archer. I'm Clark Lawrence.
Goodbye.
Bye.